وسلم asked her that what is remaining. قالت ما بقي منها إلا كتفها. That nothing is remaining of it except the shoulder piece. That's the only thing now we got left with us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam قال بقي كلها غير كتفها. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to try and make the mizaj of his wife, of his family, and for us all to learn. This is something very important, is continuously a person should make effort at home to see how he can correct the thinking of his children, how he can correct the thinking of his wife, how he can correct the thinking of those people that are under his, so to speak, under his control, those staff of his, those people that are below him, that he got some type of influence, those friends. Continuously we should try to encourage them in the right ways. Instead of talking about soccer and talking about cricket and talking about those things that won't help a person, continuously we should try to see how we can help to shape a person. So Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his own family now, he, from that answer, he understood what she was saying. That there was just one shoulder piece left. What she was saying was right. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted his family to think at a higher level. They don't just think at a lower level that what is left. Think to yourself that what you have given, that is what is left for you. That is what will remain. Because what you have given, ma عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. That what you have with you, that is very temporary. That will diminish, that will be replenished, that will be completely finished, depreciated, finished in a short while. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَقٍ. Whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will remain forever and forever and forever. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her after she said, no, this the shoulder piece is left. He said, بَقِيَ كُلُّهَا غَيْرُ كَتِفِهَا. That no, everything else is left except the shoulder piece. Meaning this year hasn't yet gone by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can maintain it and he can keep it. Therefore in Surah Rahman is one ayat, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. That every single thing will come to an end. Every single thing will finish off. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. One explanation is except for the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing will come to an end. Second explanation Mufassirin gave of this ayat, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The next thing that will also remain is those good actions that a person has done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that to remain. So that won't finish off. That also will remain. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was encouraging his family to think like that. Think, what you have given, that is what will remain for you. And what you're keeping behind, that won't remain for you. Today's hadith, an Asma binti Abi Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. She says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told me, was, you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's best friend. So yeah, he's advising the daughter of his best friend. So you can imagine, he'll be giving her good advice. So he was saying, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will always give her good advice. There was never a situation where he wouldn't give good advice. But those that were closer to him, he would speak to them at a higher level. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, told her, La tuki fayuka alik. That, do not, this word tuki actually means, you know, you get a bag, a pouch. And on top of the pouch, you get a string that ties up that pouch. So tuki means don't tie up that pouch. What they would do is they would keep money in a pouch, in a sack, and they would normally tie it up as a person would tie up the top. So the words of the hadith is saying, don't tie that pouch up. Do not withhold, because if you withhold, Allah will withhold from you. So if you're going to withhold, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold from you. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أَنْفِقِي أَوِنْفَحِي أَوِنْضَحِي. In another riwayat it comes that spend, give out, give in charity. وَلَا تُحْسِي فَيُحْسِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And don't count and give. If you're going to count and give, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count and give you. In other words, if you are careful how much you give, you're very petty, you're going to see now every cent I'm withholding. Even if I got so much, then only I'm going to give. I'm going to be very careful about the way I give. Then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the same to you. If you count and give, He's going to count and give you. If you just give happily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you happily. Next part of the hadith, وَلَا تُعِي فَيُعِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Then don't tie up that bag. Don't hold back, don't withhold. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold from you. Here we learn one very important lesson. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats the servant according to the expectations the servant has of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is free to give, he's happy to give, he has expectations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replenish this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat him like that. If this person has hope in me, he's not shy to give, he doesn't feel hard to give, so I also will just give him like that. He doesn't count and give, I will just give him like that. So this is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. How we treat others, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send out conditions to us. Therefore, one of the du'as that we're supposed to make when we meet a haji, many of the hujjaj are coming back, the du'a that we're supposed to make is قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ مِنَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَلَىٰ accept your hajj. The next thing we're supposed to say is وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ مِنَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَلَىٰ forgive your sins. And the third du'a we make for the haji is وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ مِنَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَلَىٰ replace your expenditure. You went for hajj, you spent so much, but it's not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace it. So we're making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces it. So a person who's generous, he thinks like this all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it. What day if I have to give something? I'll never ever become poor. Like all those hadiths we said, ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin. Sadaqah will never ever make you poor. Having faith in this, a person just gives, and accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return gives him. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for Jummah and make it a point of reading Surah Al-Kahf. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.